do things they've always wanted to do, but never really had the chance. We seem to be hearing more and more about the pensioners whose lives involve a lot more adrenaline than somatogen. They're off around the world, climbing Kilimanjaro, jumping out of planes, kayaking down rapids, all kinds of wild and wonderful things. But for some, the retirement dream can be something much less flashy, much less flamboyant, but equally extraordinary and satisfying. If you want to see what you're going to hear about, log on to our website, bbc.co.uk/stoke, where you'll see Ian Hughes from Eccleshaw and how he spent 5 painstaking years making something. All started after he took redundancy from GEC in Stafford and bought himself a lathe.
Well, it's really a quarter-scale model of an old-fashioned 1938 Evelyn Barford road roller. It was something that I'd always wanted to do from being a teenager, but never had, unfortunately, had the opportunity to do it until I retired. Every piece has been made by hand. Not every nut and bolt has been made, but most of the nuts and bolts have been made by hand, or commercial bolts have been modified so that they are exactly to scale from the full-size roller. I don't know, there must be thousands, really, if you count up all the individual nuts and bolts. I think it's not really the model. Firstly, the challenge is that when you retire, you have to find something to do. Otherwise, I think you just vegetate and sit down in front of the television and do nothing. The challenge really is, particularly for me, because I had no previous engineering skills, the challenge of working out how to make the pieces and how it was eventually going to go together. It took me a year just to make the gearbox. So, yes, that was a bit daunting, and I was getting a bit tired of that by the time I got to the end of it. But, no, I've never not wanted to finish it. I've always been sort of mechanically minded and handy, as people say, you know, but, no, I think if you really want to do something, I think you could put your mind to it. If I could do it, I think most people could. Yeah, I think most people could make a reasonable job of it, and you don't have to be a perfectionist to perhaps to make something like this. While you're doing this, you are also planning ahead so that you've got the next project in mind of what you're going to do. Well, the next thing that's on the bench is a steam locomotive, which is a model of an 060 tank engine, which is on the Severn Valley Railway at Bridge North. That's if the management allows.
The management, by the way, that's Ian's wife, Margaret, who's told us that there's a list of DIY jobs in the house that's grown steadily over the last 5 years, while Ian's been making his vintage model road roller. She's extremely proud of what he's done, and you can see why.